Mayor Bianchi is seeking a third term, which under a new city charter would last 4 years instead of the previous 2-year stints. City Clerk Linda Tyer has been the most visible of the challengers, thanks in part to a campaign headquarters in downtown Pittsfield. A former city councilor, Tyer is focused on combating blight and problem properties, saying her administration would pursue owners who fail to maintain their buildings. She wants to use city money to create a system where schools partner with private educational and care organizations to offer pre-kindergarten learning.
That controls costs, gets to the goal of expanding it for 3- and 4-year-olds and for parents in the community. At the same time, helping our current organizations and those who are currently in this work to maintain their success.
In the wake of deadly July shootings, Tyer has called for increasing the police force. Bianchi looks towards city and community support of childhood literacy programs to fill the gap left by the lack of universal pre-K. Bianchi says his top priorities are public safety, economic development, and education. Saying those items are linked, Bianchi believes the Berkshire Innovation Center will stimulate economic opportunity.
We have the Nanotechnology Center over in Albany that is going to be a member, and other members, manufacturers, are going to have access to the nanoscale sciences that they didn't have in the past.
The center's groundbreaking is expected in the fall. Also on the September 22nd preliminary ballot is Craig Gaetani,
the next mayor of the city of Pittsfield,
as he introduced himself at the most recent city council meeting. He has constantly criticized the Bianchi administration and city councilors. At that meeting, Gaetani echoed his call for police officers to walk the West Side, the site of deadly July 4th shootings.
And let me tell you something, every last one of you people here who have done really not much for our city in the past couple of years, those people down there definitely are screaming for a relationship with the cops.
But Gaetani's campaign got off to a rocky start. He denies charges that he threatened to shoot a city employee during a series of harassing phone calls. He is scheduled to be arraigned August 19th on charges of threatening to commit a crime and making harassing phone calls. Gaetani calls them trumped-up charges made by Bianchi and the city's police and fire chiefs.
These same charges against me is what's going to sink them, because I will definitely be sinking my teeth into them shortly.
Bianchi says he didn't know Gaetani was facing charges until contacted by the Berkshire Eagle.
I think Mr. Gaetani really has to examine his behavior. He can't be threatening people. Just because the people are public employees doesn't mean that people can threaten them. People can frighten them. It shouldn't happen.
Donald Walto, who operates a sightseeing company and has run unsuccessfully for city council and mayor numerous times over the past dozen years, returned the necessary 300 signatures to make it onto the preliminary ballot. Walto says her first priority is the safety of the people.
And one of the ways to achieve that is to make sure we get some economic development here. And for the last 15 years at least, I haven't seen anything. In fact, I've seen it getting more distraught and dire.
A mayoral forum is scheduled for 7 p.m. September 14th at Berkshire Community College. Pittsfield Community Television will broadcast it live. Reporting from WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Berkshire Eagle, I'm Jim Lavoulis.